I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Livestock groups urge farm bill writers to fund a foot-and-mouth disease vaccine bank in the next farm bill. Beef, pork, and sheep groups urge the House subcommittee to avert possible billions in losses to industry by investing now in a FMD vaccine bank. National Pork Producers Council Vice President David Herring called it his group's top farm bill priority.
If this country ever had an FMD outbreak, it not only could devastate my farm and the whole livestock industry, but the entire U.S. economy. An Iowa State University study estimated that an outbreak, which would immediately shut off our meat exports, would cost the U.S. pork, beef, corn, and soybean sectors $200 billion over 10 years.
Pork producers want USDA to contract for an offshore vaccine bank that would provide 40 million doses. National Cattlemen's Beef Association is asking for $150 million a year for 5 years for a better vaccine bank, as NCBA President Craig Uden explains.
We believe that a strong animal health program, including a vaccine bank, is vitally funded. We were asking $150 million for 5 years to develop a vaccine, not in this country, but to have the vaccine ready to go in case we ever did have that type of a outbreak. I think the thing that's always complicated with the foot and mouth is there's 23 strains. None of that vaccine can really be kept on our soil or developed on our soil. So it's a very complex issue.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.